Chikara's bitches, welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. I feel like, Danny, you don't really need that much of an introduction. I feel like anyone who listens to my podcast already listens to yours. Danny Pellegrino is here.
Hello, I'm so excited to be here.
Comedian, writer, you have your own podcast, Everything Iconic, with Danny Pellegrino.
Which you've been on before, you've been kind enough to do.
Yes, and it was so much fun. But what I feel like is one of the best things about you is that you are one of my, like, top three favorite people to follow on Instagram.
Oh my God, thank you. Wait, so who are the other two?
Probably Meghan Markle's account, like the Duchess account, probably that. I'm never going to unfollow that one.
Sure, sure.
And then my fiance.
That's great company to be in. I feel really great about that.
So just you. Like you three. Okay, I'm telling you, Khaleesi's. You have to follow him on Instagram if you're not. He does the funniest shit. He will literally, what I really love, my two favorite things, is that you'll put up scenes from Housewives or Vanderpump Rules or Bravo shows and you'll whisper.
Oh, the ASMR videos.
The ASMR. That's like, it's not about the pasta.
I don't know what I've done to you, but I'll take a peanut ratio.
And it is literally, I am cackling when I see that.
Thank you.
And I always also love that you just like really appreciate Jessica Simpson.
Well, let me just tell you something. Jessica Simpson, if I may, I've found, I do these things called Jessica Thursdays, which is every Thursday I do a deep dive into Jessica Simpson, right?
Yeah.
And I love her and I've always loved her. But what I've found doing it is that every single person has at one time or another been obsessed with Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about women, gay men, straight men. They, at one point, they've been obsessed with newlyweds, or they thought the straight men thought she was hot in Dukes of Hazzard, or like somebody, everyone's been obsessed with her at one point.
You're right.
She brings us all together in the best way.
She is a hero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love Jessica Simpson.
I do too. She's given us so much. She's given us so much music, which I hope she'll go back to. But then she's had so many shifts in her career. And just by doing this stupid Jessica Thursday thing on my Instagram, it's like I've noticed how many career shifts she's had with fashion and doing things that were so ahead of the curve. Even she did a country album before a lot of the girls. Now a lot of the girls, the women in pop music, do country albums.
Yeah.
And she was doing all of these things, fashion, she leaned into. And
well, I just love that she like keeps her style in fashion soups consistent. Like, I mean, she is not going to give up a round-toed platform patent pump. Like, that, she's going to die in those shoes.
100%. I was just watching her on the Home, I don't know if it was the Home Shopping Network or QVC. She was on, like, last week. And it's so entertaining. First of all, I love anyone on that kind of platform.
I want to get there, first
of
all,
Danny.
No, like, goals is to be on QVC.
Right.
Like, you make mad money.
So much money. And it's like 2 hours, you make a lot of money. But it's so funny because they have so much air to fill. So it's like everyone's just talking and saying things that don't make any sense. And Jessica was on with her mom, Tina, who I love. Tina, do you remember Tina in the Newlyweds days with the Juicy Couture on?
Yes.
Oh, love her.
And when they would go in a shop, and they would just kept being like, that's cute. It's cute. It's cute. There was this whole montage of just, that's cute. That's cute. From the Newlyweds. Loved that.
Remember, she would just spend all this money and she'd be like, Nick, I didn't know how much it was. And then she'd like cry on the phone and then they'd move on.
I need to go back and watch that.
Oh,
fuck.
It's so good.
Is that like
so
on like Hulu or something?
They're all on YouTube. Like every episode is on YouTube. Some of them are like really janky quality, or you could buy the DVDs on Amazon.
Who has DVD players?
Weirdo. I actually just dug mine out because I wanted to watch The Nanny.
Okay.
That's another.
Fair. Fair.
That's another thing you can only watch like on DVD.
Wait, can I bring you back to Jessica Simpson, whatever you were going to say about her on QVC?
Oh, yeah. So I would just love that she was filling up like 2 hours of airtime. It was like her and Tina were just talking and they were saying things about the fashions, like the Anaconda pant was like one of the pants. It was like a snake themed pant. They called it an anaconda pant, and they're just saying like random shit about it. They're like, you know, the anaconda pant, it's great for bachelorette parties. And it's like they're saying things that are just nonsense.
It just does not make any fucking sense.
And then the host has to go along with everything because it's like they have,
oh yeah, bachelorette like, yeah, parties, anaconda pants,
right,
you know,
right.
Yes.
It's just so good.
How did you know that was gonna be on? I'm
you know,
jealous.
Because of the Jessica Simpson stuff, anytime there's like anything happening with her, people will DM me and be like, turn on QVC. Or I think it was, I can't remember if it was HSN or QVC, but people tell me.
That is amazing.
It's the best part of social media, right? It's like I get an alert. I get alerts for things like Vanderpump Rules. Anytime you guys have anything going on, people will like DM me, or Housewives Real Housewives of New York, I get any sort of, anytime something happens, it's like real time DMs, like, you got to go here.
I need to get better at checking my DMs. I think it just, I just get overwhelmed with it. And I like,
you probably get a lot more than I do.
And I just want, but I want to get that up to date information right away. I want that.
That's,
but it's just
part.
Like having to go through it and find it is just like way too hard.
How else are you going to know that you got to order the Anaconda pant? You need an Anaconda pant.
Do you know that I ordered snakeskin Spanx leggings?
From a home shopping channel or something?
From in an Instagram ad.
Oh my God.
Literally. And I'm like, I'm going to make this work. They're legging, they're Anaconda. Anaconda.
I've like never leggings. Heard of Anaconda pant before until the past week, and now I hear it everywhere.
And they're leggings. I'm like, what if some really cute loafers, like black loafers, and an oversized sweatshirt to the airport?
Right, right. A comfy airport outfit. A
comfy Anaconda pant.
Yeah, you need an Anaconda pant. You know, I just bought a...
I hate myself right now.
I'm going to order them when I get off here. I don't know if they make men's sizes, but I'm ordering them. But I just bought something off Instagram. It was an ad. It was like, what's that massager, that Megavolt, or I can't think of what it's called.
Is it for your face?
It's like a gun, that, oh. Not a gun, but like a massager, but it's, I saw it on an Instagram.
What? It didn't come on my Instagram.
Targeted ads.
Shit.
I get like that and Pottery Barn. It's like all Pottery Barn.
Do you know how many things I actually buy from Instagram sponsors? Probably 2 things a day.
What's your favorite?
My favorite thing I ever bought was a moon that lights up.
like a decoration?
Like, yeah, it's like, it literally is made to look like the actual moon. Like all of the craters are like real and accurate. And you plug it in and you can do like, it's like a mood lighting kind of thing. It's like just the small, like fits in the palm of your hand.
Interesting.
But I bought it off Instagram.
They trick you. You know, it shows up and you're like, okay, I'll buy it.
I have Spanx all the time. I'm like, those definitely work. Look at this. Now I have just like a whole closet full of Spanx because of fucking Instagram. I should start selling those. Do you think like
selling
Wasteland,
Spanx.
Like Wasteland would take my Spanx? No. Okay.
Anyway, well, but so I love Jessica Simpson. I feel like she unites us all. And I encourage anyone to go back and watch Newlyweds because it's wild. And I think that we're primed and ready for a new Newlyweds. I don't know if you and Bo want to do it. Somebody's got to do something like that where it's not so much drama, but it's like them going about their day. Remember, they would go to chain restaurants. It's like,
yes.
We're missing that in reality TV.
Wait,
right now.
Can I tell you a secret?
Please.
Bo's really insecure and thinks you don't like him.
Oh, why?
Because, well, he's not an insecure person. That I've said that incorrectly. No, because one of the first episodes from the last season that came out, people like were like DMing him being like, Danny Pellegrino doesn't trust you.
Oh my God.
So he like went and listened.
I think I came around on him by the end of the season.
He said, listen, it doesn't matter. But now I gave him a hard time. I'm like, he just doesn't like you.
Oh my God. But I did like him. I did come around to him because I met him very briefly at the Countess and Friends. You weren't there.
That's right.
I think Jackie Schimmel introduced me or someone introduced me like very briefly backstage.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with him because I saw him in
Countess.
The show and I was like, oh my God, stars are just like us. He was like going crazy at the Countess show. And it was like, oh, okay. Like he is just like us. Like,
do you know how upset I was that
you missed a great.
I was in Paris lying awake at 4 a.m, just like I could be at the Countess show right now.
It was definitely a 5-star show and also just a 1-star show. It was like a wonderful show and also horrendous. Like the video didn't work. The music wasn't working. But it was the best time because you're surrounded by people who love it.
Who just like love it and like love the Countess. How'd you feel about the Countess on this last season?
I didn't love her on the last season.
I like really did not like her in this last season. I'm scared that's going to be me. Like, a season from now, not this past season, but the next one after I'm like doing this podcast tour, I'm going to come in and be like, I'm the Duchess. I'm a star. I'm not a cabaret star. I'm a one woman show star. My one woman show. Well, I guess it's not a one woman show. I have Taylor and Beau, but I like want to like lean into it and just be a total asshole. And
well,
just like,
we were just talking before you were at the Gramercy Theater and I was there a couple days before you. And I was like thinking the whole time I was in that dressing room about Luann in the dressing room kicking everyone out. I was just like, remember when she kicked everyone out of that?
Yes.
And then I was like taking pictures by like my sign and stuff like that. I was like, oh, I could see how it's easy to turn into that.
Yes. But like, I want to really lean into it and just like really piss my friends off.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny with Luann. I think she had a really bad season. And on reality TV, you must know this. It's like you always, people have a bad season.
Oh, I'm due for one.
Yeah, you're due for
one. I am way due for one. And I'm expecting it to come anytime because, like, listen, seasons 1, 2, and 3 were my bad seasons. And then, like,
oh, wait, those were your bad. I think those were your good seasons.
Not according to most people. I mean, those were my most entertaining seasons, but people did not like me.
Right.
Or they pretended to not like me. Okay, we all know I don't like to cook, and we all know I'm trying to get wedding bod ready. And starving myself isn't exactly the healthiest thing. So I'm just trying to eat healthier and eat, like, less. You know what I'm saying? Instead of, like, gorging on, like, restaurant food. But Daily Harvest has actually made my life so much easier. Daily Harvest, in fact, I used my own code. Okay, my own code to stock up my freezer with all of their cups. I'm telling you, my nail technician, shout out to Merrick, came over and he's like, show me your fridge. There's no way in hell you actually have all this stuff. And I was like, Bo, would you please? Opened it up. It's literally all Daily Harvest cups. Let me explain what this is. They're little meals that's delivered right to your door. You stick them in the freezer. They're made with fruits and vegetables, and they're thoughtfully sourced, chef-crafted food that can be prepared in less than 5 minutes. They also have over 65 different options. So they have, like, ready-to-blend smoothies. They have soups. And my favorite are the savory harvest bowls. And I'm telling you, it's true. They take less than 5 minutes. So you get these cups delivered to your door, you stick them in your freezer, and then when you're ready for a meal, you just pop it out. Takes you 5 minutes. You're literally eating something that is so healthy for you, and it fills you up. And I douse everything in hot sauce anyway, so I feel insanely satisfied. And I know you guys will too. If will you join me on my wedding diet year? You know, let's all do this together. So go to dailyharvest.com and enter my promo code Stassi to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code Stassi for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. Dailyharvest.com.
So who do you think is going to have a bad season, this upcoming season?
This season's kind of confusing because it's different. You know,
you
we have some new
cast.
We have new people around. Like, no, typically I'd be like, oh, James is going to get a bad season. But I, like, didn't really have to film with him once. Mm. They, like, didn't force us to be in situations with people that I wouldn't. Like, why the fuck would I ever be around James? Like, right. So I wasn't.
So how did the new people fit in then? Like, were they all just naturally friends with a lot of you guys?
No, they actually worked at Sur. They actually work at Sur. So, like, there were people to bridge that gap. And the ones that I do like, I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll go and hang out with that person. So then it kind of made sense.
Did the newbies get in fights with the old cast, though?
No, which was so boring. I was waiting for it. I was like, come at me. Come at me, bitch. Come at me. They just fought with each other. And I'm like, come on. This is, like, not that fun. Fight with us.
Right. You know, I read a report that said I think Dana is, like, a potential new cast member, that she, like, was in fights with Jax the whole season. Jax and Brittany.
Everything I read about that shit is, like, actual shit.
Oh, it's all false.
I mean, unless there were, like, some things I missed, like, I don't remember. I feel like, you know what? Jax might have a tough season.
Oh, interesting.
I think he might.
Even though he's got the wedding coming up.
But that also sometimes makes you have a bad season.
You know, I was just talking about this on my podcast. I thought usually when it's your wedding season, they present you looking really good.
No.
But on The Real Housewives of Dallas, it's Leanne's wedding season, and she looks terrible this season, I think. And so that made me rethink everything. And
think back on Katie and Tom's wedding season. Tom, like, they looked like monsters.
I don't think I like Katie, but I don't think I don't think she's had a really good season in a long time.
No, she's due for one. I told the producers, I joke to Katie about this all the time. I'm like, I will take one for the team so that Katie finally gets a good edit. You guys, this isn't fair. I have multiple people coming up to me being like, Stassi, I think you seem like a real person and really cool. So, like, I don't understand why Katie's your best friend. And I just think it's so unfair. I'm like, she just doesn't translate well.
Yeah.
I'm like, she means well, she's smart, what she says makes sense, but like her delivery or something mm-hmm. is
something
just...
Something gets lost in translation. It does. I totally agree.
It does.
Yeah.
I'm like, you need to start using more emojis.
I had Katie on my show and I was shocked. Normally, whenever I have any of you guys on the show, it's like I get a lot of DMs and messages because everyone's very divisive on the cast, right? Like I've had James on and people are like, how dare you have James on?
Yeah.
But Katie too, it was like, I mean, the messages I got and I always laugh. I'm like, well, we're watching people who are waiters. Like, it's like not like we're watching the Queen of England. Like, I don't know. It's just to be offended. About it. I don't know.
Oh, people need to fucking lean back.
I know.
They need to calm the fuck down.
I know.
I really hope Katie, she's probably not, honestly, she's probably gonna have a shitty season too.
But she seems to not really care.
I think it gets to her, but I think, you know, the more the years go by where it just doesn't happen for her, she's accepting it.
The other thing with your show is the guys get to be these lovable, I always say this,
fuck them.
She's with Schwartz, who is like such a lovely puppy dog guy.
She can't compare. Right. I know. And that's impossible. Like, it's impossible.
But for some reason, and I've said this before, the audience gives the guys on your show much more of a pass than any of the women on the show.
Yes.
And it's very frustrating to me. And I don't know what it says about us as a society. Not to say that the women on your show are angels or anything like that, but it seems like the guys, like Schwartz, can do something horrific.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, he's so lovable.
He can cheat on Katie. He can literally make out with someone and everyone forgets it. It's like one time thing. Mm-hmm. Katie says, like, your dick doesn't work once. And it's like, oh my God.
Her delivery then was really bad though, too.
She's great at being mean, but sometimes people deserve that. You know what I mean? Like, I really want to fight for her.
What's going on with Kristen this season? I just want to interview you. What's going on with Kristen? She's on the outs with you guys.
You little shit. I think, obviously, you know, I can't fucking say anything.
But
like,
I have to ask.
But obviously, everyone's instincts are right. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, with what's...
Viewers' instincts are right, that maybe Kristen's on the outs with you guys.
With just some of us. Right, not
you
all
and
of
Katie.
Us. Yeah, I mean,
but you guys were so close, so that's why everyone's like, what's going on with Kristen? And wasn't she, like, missing from something?
My engagement.
You're engaged? She was missing from... Do you think you'll get back together with her?
This is my podcast. You're hijacking it. Fuck you right now.
I need to know. We need to know about... Everyone's wondering. Like,
I don't want to get fired.
Right.
From Bravo.
I know. Well, that's...
Could you imagine? I got fired because of Danny Pellegrino.
Is Kristen going to be on the show full time next season?
Yeah, she is. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, or as far as I know...
You guys just filmed the opening titles. Was it awkward?
Yes, it was.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. Opening titles is always awkward because you're feuding with someone. There's always somebody that you're like, oh my God, that person's here. It is.
Can
it's
you
really
say,
awkward.
So you know in the opening titles how it's usually like two of you or four of you together. I know, I'm the
I'm
worst.
I'm going to kill you.
Can you say like who, you're probably with Bo. Is Bo in the opening title? Bo's in the opening titles.
I'm not going to tell you.
So who else would you be with?
Like, I was even told that I wasn't allowed to Instagram story. I asked permission like an asshole. And our producer said, no, please don't. We don't want to give anything away. And I was like, okay, well, if I see Sheena freaking Che Instagram storying, then I'm going to. Sure enough, I leave everyone's Instagram storying. I'm like, this is bullshit. I captured zero content. Right. This is bullshit.
That's annoying.
It's really annoying.
You just got to do it. That's how I found out about the new people, because somebody, one person, I don't know who did it, but there were, I guess, like three new people that were in those opening titles that day. And so the rumor is that there's three official new people.
I just can't confirm.
Bravo's going to be pissed at me.
Yeah, they're going to be mad at you. They're going to be like, you're not coming to BravoCon anymore.
They didn't hire me. No, but I love the show. And that's, I think fans get excited about all that stuff. Because I always say we treat it like sports. Your show is like sports for us. So it's like, we want to know who is next to who in the, who, is it whom?
Yeah.
In the opening credits and all of that.
Yeah.
I want to know, I love Kristen. And we've never officially met, but I'm a Kristen stan. And so I'm curious what's going on with her.
Okay. Well.
Am I going to change? Am I not going to be a Kristen?
I don't know. Because I've sat there and I'm like, am I going to look like the asshole in this situation? Or
you
is
guys
she?
Just
I'm
don't
like,
know.
I have no idea. I'm prepared to look like the asshole. But whatever it is, I'm like, listen, this, I have to take care of my own mental mm-hmm. and emotional health first. And if taking a break from someone is a bitch move and makes me nasty, then like, I don't give a fuck.
But in real life, it's a healthy thing to do with a friend, any sort of friend. It's like, if you need a break from that person, you should take a break from them.
Doesn't mean that like, I don't care about her. I absolutely do. Like, it's just, sometimes you just can't be in the same room with someone without wanting to kill them. So there's that.
I can't wait for the show.
All right, cool. I'm going to switch this a little bit. Okay. I want to find out how basic you are.
I'm very
basic. You consider yourself basic?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay. On a scale from 1 to 10, like, how do you feel about, like, pumpkin-flavored things?
11. I love it. I think it makes me happy. I like any sort of I'm a big holiday person in general.
Same.
So I like any sort of pumpkin spice or a pumpkin decor. I've had my Halloween decorations up since, like, early September.
Oh, I love that. You know what? I had this idea. Ariana, your friend on my cast summer,
Wait, are you saying you're not friends?
Oh, no. We're friends, but I was just trying to explain who she was. Whatever. She shot me down because I was like, oh my God, you know what? I should be a Halloween pop star. Like, we don't have, like, you know, you think of like Mariah Carey and Britney She's Spears Christmas. And all their Christmas songs. Why don't we have that for
Did
Halloween?
Say Kim Petras?
Yes. Right. And she's like, it's been done. And I'm like, you little fucking shit. Just shitting on my parade left and right. Like, can't you just let me live?
Yeah, let you have it.
Let me live. And I would auto-tune it. It's like, I can't sing. But like,
real quick, have you ever explored that? Because I love when any Bravo celebrity does a song. I love Sheena's Good as Gold. Have you ever explored it? Like, you had to have been at one point or another, like, on the precipice of, like, doing some sort of song. Because anyone in your position would do it. Or I'm sure somebody's reached out to you, James, or Sheena's producers, whoever they were.
Danny, this is my – so recording a song on Bravo is my literal worst fear. There has not been one person who's done it that's come out looking okay. I remember when I went to the studio with Lala to film, the producer was like, Stassi, will you get in there and just like – say something. And I was like, oh, really? Like when you had Sheena or Ariana go in and be like, yeah.
Ariana's like,
yes.
She's the robot.
And Ariana has an actual great voice. Yeah. And I'm like, that sucks. Like, how could she have fallen for that? I'm like, you guys are out of your fucking mind. If you think I'm going to, you already got me downtown at like 10 o'clock at night to film this scene in a stupid studio. And you think I'm going to get in there and hum a tune for you? Get out of here.
But those are such good moments though. I mean, when the Housewives.
They're my favorite ones to watch. My least favorite to be a part of. Okay.
Tom with the fucking trumpet. I mean, there's no better TV.
I know. We need more singers on our show. But if it was Halloween. Music.
I know. You guys don't film during Halloween, but I would love like a Halloween song.
But it could be preparing for Halloween.
Well, I've said this for years now. There needs to be a Bravo Celebrity Christmas album. I know Lou is now doing Christmas with the Countess, but we need like someone just put a jingle bell with Sheena in the studio and like let's get a Christmas song out of her.
I'm into it. I love when Sheena continues to be a pop star. Mm-hmm. Like what she's doing right now at Sir for like Serpendales or whatever the fuck.
Wait, is she singing?
I mean, I think, and dancing with, like, I mean, on stage in dominatrix stuff, and I am here for it.
God bless her.
Really, she is a true gem.
A true pop star.
Someone's
got to do it. Look, a lot of the charts are ruled by men right now, so women got to get in there.
Well, not on Bravo.
And well, I mean, what's your favorite Bravo song? Do you have a favorite?
Oh.
Like Tardy for the Party?
No, probably Chic C'est La Vie.
Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Money Can't Buy You Class. Definitely.
Do you remember when she did, I think it was Chic C'est La Vie, where she did the Moroccan remix on Watch What Happens Live?
No, like, I don't remember that.
A moment in time that I encourage everyone to look up on YouTube.
A Moroccan remix?
Yeah, because you know how the clubhouse is very small? I don't remember the ins and outs of it, but I do remember there was a Moroccan remix of one of Luann's songs.
And she purposefully decided to make it a Moroccan remix.
I think it was that season they went to Morocco. Remember, it was season four.
Okay.
They went to Morocco.
God, she's just, oh God.
You love Roni, right?
Oh my, that's my favorite one.
The best one, yeah.
But now I just feel like I don't know how I'm going to do without Bethany.
Right.
I love fashion, but season trends, they come and go. It's annoying. And that means that pieces are going to be so expensive and they're not going to be timeless and last forever. My point is, keeping up with the latest can quickly diminish your bank account. But if you can shop smartly and still stay relevant on a budget, I mean, that's so ideal. That is why I love Just Fab. Because by shopping at Just Fab, they rotate different pieces all the time. When you go to their website, there's new things for you to refresh and see all of the time. So you're getting those latest trends for a fraction of the price. And did I mention that I have my own fashion line with Just Fab? Yes, I have the OOTD line. Go check it out. It's amazing and classic and chic and everything that I would wear. And everything comes in the mail super quickly. I just received yesterday this camel trench that's from my line, and this camel sweater that's from my line that I feel like is going to be so cute to even wear together for fall. Did I mention I'm going to London for the Rams game at the end of the month? I'm like, that's going to be like my perfect go-to outfit. But right now, you can get your first Just Fab style for as low as $10 as a VIP. That's 75% off your first item with my special link. So just go to justfab.com/straightup to take advantage of this deal right now. That's justfab.com/straightup, STRAIGHTUP, to get your first style for as low as $10 as a VIP.
Did you hear any of that stuff, like behind the scenes at Bravo? Do you know anything about?
I heard both. I heard two different versions. I heard one version that she did just elect to go, and she has so many shows that she's actually producing, and she's actually making moves and doing stuff that's, so she's like, fuck this, I don't want to anymore. I also heard that she was getting demoted because she doesn't show a lot of her private life, and she shows up late and leaves early. Mm. And then her response was like, well, then I just don't want to be involved at all. I could see either one. I just can't see how would they really demote Bethany? I mean, what are they going to do without fucking Bethany?
I know it's scary, but I think we're going to be good. I like the seasons that she wasn't on with Heather Yummy Tummy Thompson and remember Aviva Through the Leg.
They're fine. Yeah, they're fine.
They'll be fine. They'll still be great. I mean, still all stars. We got Ramona, Dorinda, Sonia.
I know. I really love Bethany, and I need her. I need it.
Yeah. You need your fix.
It is. I just feel, it's sad.
I know she's working on other stuff, but not for the Bravo network.
No, yeah.
I wonder, do any of you guys in your cast, are any of you preparing for a spinoff?
I mean, I think we all,
Who do you think would be best? Who do you think would be best suited for a spinoff?
Probably Sheena.
Sheena?
Sheena's like the one who, I always say this and like everyone gets annoyed with me, but like I feel like her scenes are my favorite scenes and I never fast forward through them. It's like they're so cringy that it's
so
like
cringy.
I could watch a whole show on Sheena. Like I just.
You know, I had said on my podcast that most of the audience doesn't like Sheena because they edit her that way, right? Like
Sheena is that though.
Yeah, but so every scene they edit her to look terrible. And then I went on her podcast and she confronted me about it. She said, you said 99.9% of the audience doesn't like me. And we had a very awkward sort of confrontation. But I love Sheena and those scenes are great.
But that is how Sheena is.
That's how they edit her.
No, but they...
Or, I mean, yeah, right. That's how she is. So that's how she is.
Sheena says editing. I'm like, that's literally what I saw in front of my face, bitch. Literally what I saw in front of my face. It couldn't be more accurate. You know what I mean?
Is she dating a bachelor person this season?
She rotates them. Like I just saw the other day or like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, it's on Daily Mail. And it's like, she's at Disneyland with another one. And I'm like,
another
what
bachelor.
Is this? I'm so into it that I could just totally get into a Sheena spinoff.
I would like a Sheena spinoff in Vegas because isn't she in Vegas a lot? Like, let's do that Vanderpump Gardens with Sheena and that.
Yes, I think that would be great. I think that would be great. I'm trying to think if anyone else could like really care. Spinoffs are hard because, I mean, being part of like an ensemble cast is like the best thing ever because it's not all on your shoulders. And like if you're having a day where you're like, fuck, like I'm not bringing it. I wish I was, but I'm not. Someone else is.
So when you film a scene, can you feel that in your bones?
Yeah, I feel if like there's a day where I'm off.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That makes sense though.
Because sometimes I'm like tired.
Yeah.
And you know, like there are days like just like any normal day without cameras around where you're just like, I'm kind of feeling lazy today or I'm on my period. Or it's like, you know, you're with your friends and you're just like, I just don't feel like talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just there are just those days. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, am I going to get called into like the red room at Evolution and have my producers be like, you know, Stassi,
you're not bringing it right now.
That hasn't happened to me, luckily, but it happens to some people and it's scary.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, what I think is interesting about your show compared to The Housewives is that Housewives films a lot during the day. And it seems like most of your guys' scenes are at nighttime, which would be exhausting. Like you're always... you know, I like to work during the day and then be done at night.
I feel like it's pretty scattered.
Is it mixed?
Yeah.
Mixed, yeah.
And I'm not really a nighttime person. So, like, I know a lot of my scenes are during the day. They're like, the old lady needs to, she needs to film in the AM.
That's how I would be, too. I'm like, I got to get this done by 3 o'clock.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'm ready for a nap.
Yes. That's how I like to work.
I got
to
watch my shows at night.
I got to watch my shows. Chill. Have my wine. Okay, tell me three words that come to mind when you think of the month of October. Three words, quick.
Oh, my birthday. Joy Behar's birthday. I only say that because it was just her birthday and it came to mind.
Okay.
And pumpkins, home goods trips.
Okay.
I love a home goods.
Okay. Well, that was like a trick question to see how basic you were. And it's your birthday, so that's happy birthday. Joy Behar's birthday, cool. And home goods.
Oh. I'm an old lady at heart. Like, I'm just a 75-year-old woman.
I get it.
And that's who I am.
Granny chic. Okay. Name your three favorite pop stars of all time.
Mariah Carey is my number one queen icon legend. I love her so, so much. And also, I just want to say that Mariah Carey writes her own music, and I just want to give her that credit because a lot of people
just
think
her Christmas music?
She wrote All I Want for Christmas Is You.
She really did.
She co-wrote it with Walter Afanasieff, who you probably have met before through Katie and Ariana. She co-wrote it with one other person.
Okay.
But she wrote the lyrics for it. She wrote My All, Butterfly. She wrote, I mean, she has...
Oh my God, I didn't know this. That's right. Pretty rad.
She has 18 number one hits, which is the most of any female artist.
Okay.
And she wrote or co-wrote, I think, like 16 of them, because two of them are covers. I think I'll Be There as a cover, and then... forgive me. I feel like a bad lamb right now. But anyway, she wrote. So I always just want to give her that credit because I feel like people dog her a lot because maybe her voice is changing or whatever. Which
or she's like a little lazy, but like
but she still fucking wrote All I Want for Christmas Is You. She wrote the lyrics. We should worship her for the rest of time.
You sold me. Yeah. In fact, if there was any doubt, you sold me. Okay.
And
two others.
Jessica Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
Countess Luann.
Wow.
No, I don't know if I would give Countess Luann that credit, but Jessica Simpson probably number two, not necessarily as like a female artist, but just as a general presence that I love. And then I love Kelly Clarkson, Whitney Houston, Celine Dion. I mean, I could, any of the like women, female artists.
Okay, well, I was going to ask you to then rate them from most basic to least, but like you already just kind of, I kind of did. I mean, Jessica Simpson, most basic, hands down.
Yeah. You know, I would say Mandy Moore, who I love, is also very basic in a way that we should celebrate. I don't mean that as a diss, but Mandy Moore is like kind of the epitome. Even she just recently released new music and it's very basic-y, not bad, but just... It's that, and she's on This Is Us, which is a wonderfully mainstream.
Mandy Moore. I love her. She's just so likable. Mm-hmm. Because I Said So, that movie.
Classic.
Watch it all the time.
Oh, God.
It got like 7% on Rotten Tomatoes. But
or that
like,
one where she was the first daughter whatever. Chasing Liberty. Remember that one?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Love that one when she dyes her hair brown. Yeah, that's good.
Saved. She was in that movie, Saved.
I haven't seen that one in a while. She's the shit.
She's great. We love her. You know, when she had her comeback, I remember, I shouldn't say this on the show, but I remember like I would like burst into tears at random times because I would think I was so excited that she was having this big comeback.
Like for when she came back from
This Is Us. Yeah. And I was just like so happy for her. Weren't you genuinely happy for her?
Well, I became more happy for her when I heard about like Ryan Adams and how he treated her. And it just reminded me of me and my ex-boyfriend. Patrick, I'm not scared to name names, but it just like everything.
We saw him being an asshole.
Yeah, it's out there. But like everything she said in interviews, I related so hard. And then when she got out of it and, you know, she's fucking a Disney prince, not fucking a Disney, but she is one, a Disney princess. This Is Us. And like, she's just like thriving. I'm like, I relate, Mandy. I relate.
Can I ask you something? What would you say to somebody who's listening who might be in a relationship similar to that? Like who, you know, because on some level, did you know maybe you weren't in, you knew you were in not the best relationship?
Yeah, I knew. Yes. I knew that like, I knew I wasn't going to marry him. And I remember like the first time I said that, like it was with one of my hairstylists, because he's like, do you think you're going to marry him? And I was like, I don't know. I don't think so. And he was like, then you probably shouldn't be together. And every time I would try and picture what our wedding day would be like, I'm like, there's no way we could get through the whole day without fighting. Like, we would never, like, every birthday, every Christmas, every holiday, like, every anniversary, every day was a fight. Like, it was just so bad. And I don't know what to tell people who are in that situation, because you think that, like, well, this is how it, you get into this routine of thinking this is how it's supposed to be. This is how relationship is. And coming off of people, coming off from people like Jax and then Frank, I thought, well, at least this is better than someone who's trying to sell a sex tape of me. So, like, I need to take what I can get. And I didn't realize that, like, there's more out there. So what, I mean, I would just, it's hard. It's really hard to, like, recognize that, like, you're in a shitty situation or a shitty relationship. But I just think if you wake up and, like, you're not happy most of the days being around that person, or you dread being around them, you kind of probably should get out of it. Because being single and alone is actually a lot of fun.
And it might be a learning curve and a process as you get out of it that you're in a really shitty time in your life. But then eventually maybe you'll look back and think, I'm so glad I got out of that.
You'll always look back and say, I'm so glad I got out of it. It's like, oh my God. I mean, I've never met one person who's like, really wish I didn't break up with that person who was like in this off and on shitty relationship with me. I've never heard one person say that. Right. Never once.
And sometimes you need to talk to someone, whether it be a professional or just a friend or something, to say the words. Like you said it to your hairstylist, but it's like until you say the words, maybe you don't even realize that it's a fact.
Yeah, totally.
We got deep.
Well, that just got so serious. Oh, Liquid IV, how much I love you. How much Bo loves you. You guys, I've talked about Liquid IV for a really long time. That's because I always need help staying hydrated. And Liquid IV hydrates you 2 to 3 times faster and more efficiently than water alone, because they have the added vitamins of vitamin C, B3, B5, B6, and B12. Let me explain. Liquid IV are these little bitty packets, and they're flavored. You can go online and choose your own flavors, and you just put it in a bottle of water, shake it up, and it's basically the equivalent of drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. I use these all of the time. When I'm flying and am jet lagged or dehydrated on the plane, I always have them in my plane carry-on. When I'm hungover, you know that shit's the first thing that I drink in the morning. Bo actually mixes these with his vodka or tequila because he feels like he's hydrating while he's dehydrating. And for people out there who are playing sports, or if your kids are playing soccer or volleyball and, you know, you don't want to give them those sugary sports drinks, this is the perfect alternative. And how amazing is it that these little packets are so small that they literally just fit in a clutch? A clutch. I love Liquid IV, and I know you will too. And right now, my listeners get 25% off at liquidiv.com when you use my code Stassi at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order at Liquid IV's website. So go to liquidiv.com, enter my promo code Stassi, and get your savings and start getting better hydration. Let's take it back. Who is your favorite housewife?
My all-time favorite is Ramona, but I recognize her as being someone who would be troublesome to know in real life. Like, I think she's a monster, but I love watching her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had dinner with her.
That's what every single person that has ever met her is like, she's a nightmare human being.
She's something.
What did she do at dinner?
I'm not even going to say. I mean, I adore her, she's literally what you see on TV. Like, it's wild.
Oh my God. Yes, she's my favorite to watch, but not someone I would want anywhere in the vicinity of my life. But I think like Dorinda maybe is the one who I'd want to be friends with.
Dorinda's awesome. She's great. I mean, every single one that I've met actually, like, it has been great. There hasn't been anyone who's an asshole. So like, that has been really cool. Okay, 3 Instagram accounts you think my listeners should follow.
Oh my gosh. Heather McMahon. Do you know Heather McMahon?
Oh my God. So Taylor Strecker, who's on tour with me, keeps talking about her. She's like, she is hysterical. She is fantastic. I need to go unfollow someone on my account so I can follow her. Like, everyone's talking about her right now.
She's so, so good. And her stories, what she really does is her stories. So it's like, she takes you throughout her day and you end up, it seems like a lot as you're starting to watch it, but she's so funny. She's so brilliant. She's so kind too. She's just one of the best. She's been co-hosting the Today Show this week with Hoda.
Oh, cool.
I mean, she's like really, it's amazing to watch her, but she's so brilliant and funny. And so she would maybe be like number one. I'm trying to think in terms of like meme accounts, there's so many wonderful Bravo memes, meme accounts.
I need to get rid, flush out all of my meme accounts because they're all the same shit I've been seeing for 4 years.
Right. Because there used to be just a few memes.
Yes.
And now it seems like there's a ton of Bravo memes accounts. I love Reality Guys, one that I especially like. I'm trying to think. Bravo Historian is like a great account for like older clips of just random stuff. I'm sure I'm missing people off the top of my head, but yeah, so
and
that,
you. I'll just say it. And people should follow you because you're hysterical.
I used to do many more Bravo memes. But like I said, now there's so many of them that it's like.
Isn't that weird? Because you're such good friends. Well, and also, so you co-wrote Tom and Ariana's cocktail book, Cocktails AF.
Yeah, right. Fancy AF Cocktails out December 3rd.
Yes, I pre-ordered it. So did Bo. That's really exciting.
It turned out so good. I can't wait for people to see
it. Well, the pages that I did see, I'm like, that is hysterical and so creative. And I feel like it's going to be amazing. And it's something anyone with a personality should have in their kitchen.
It's so fun. And like, we all just want it to be like a great project. And I was coming at it from the point of view of a fan because I love you guys. I love your show. And I was hoping that I can get as much in there for like fans of the show.
Yeah.
And it's very tongue in cheek. It's fun. And the pictures are great. And the cocktail recipes are amazing. And I think it turned out amazing. I can't wait for people to see it.
How do you interview the rest of us? Or like when like you're such good friends with Tom and Ariana? Because Sandoval doesn't like me. He never's liked me.
Oh, he doesn't like
you? He's never liked me.
You know, I don't.
And you know that. Don't act like you don't know that.
I swear to God, I did not know that.
That's clear on television
as a
viewer.
I guess on the show a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I only know them really well, but I love them. And I liked them before I even knew them. I liked them on the show. So it wasn't like, I think Tom is such a like gentle soul, like sensitive, and he reminds me of my brother in this way that I don't know. And then Ariana, I think, is just so smart and funny and everything. But I don't know. What was the question? Like, how do I interview you guys? Like,
yeah, like, do you feel biased at all?
I mean, I try.
I would, because I'm a side picker.
Right.
You know, like if I have a group, if I have two friends that are feuding, like I pick the side and then I'm just like, that's just kind of how I am.
It's weird. You know, people started messaging me when the book was announced. People would be like, how can you cover the show? Because you know them. And the fact is, it's like ever since I started my podcast, like Ariana was one of my first guests. And so we were working on the book since then. So it wasn't like, if you've liked my show before, I don't think anything has changed. And what I think is great about them is that if I say they're being assholes on TV, they get it. Like, you get it too,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I think there's certain people that get it. Like,
yeah.
I saw you at the Watch What Crappens, and it's like, you know, those boys, they take the piss out of everyone.
Yes.
And some Bravo celebrities get it and are fine with
That's
it.
That's my favorite
don't.
Podcast.
Yeah, they're great.
They're
so, I mean, I love them so much. But, and so, but with my show is like, I never want to, I want it to be like a celebration of all these ridiculous shows we watch. So I don't try. It's not my intention to ever go too hard on any of you, even someone I don't like. Like, I want people to listen and laugh and have a good time and stuff. But I try to not cross that line. I think other people do that, like mean humor, in much better than I ever could.
Yeah.
So I try to not be across the line with anyone.
Yeah.
So if people, so in terms of like a bias, I don't feel that there's a bias because I really try hard not to be over the line with anyone.
That's true.
But I mean, no matter what you do, you know, people will even, I stick up for Kristen all the time in my show, and she's one that I've never even met before. Like, I don't know her. I've never met her. But people are like, oh, you're friends with her now. I'm like, I don't fucking know her. I've never met her once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Kristen Doty.
Which, by the way, I don't even think she likes me at all because I've like tried to get her on the show before and it's been a whole ordeal and
really?
She's never come on the show.
I'm surprised.
Yeah,
that might be a fluke.
No, it's not. I'll tell you
Okay, you can tell me after. Well, thank you so much for being here. You guys go follow Danny Pellegrino on Instagram because he's fucking hysterical, and listen to his podcast, Everything Iconic with Danny Pellegrino, and anything else that you want to promote that...
No, buy Fancy AF Cocktails December 3rd on Amazon. And then also anything else you could spoil about the next season.
No, you little shit. Bye, Khaleesi's. Bye.